In my head there was a song I needed for a special trick. When I failed in school and I failed in love, just failed in everything. So I listened when Edwin sang about falling and laughing, and it felt like I have to run. It meant all or nothing. When I failed in love, then I failed in life. I just was so pathetic.
Ah, what a wonderful, bright way to start a podcast. Hello, I am Sid Souter. Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 330. We start things off with Bride's Head from Wiesbaden, Germany. The name of that song is called The Class of 86, and it's on the album Never Grow Up, which comes out September 18th on Shelf Life Records. As I mentioned, the band from Germany, though you would have sworn they were Swedish by the way that indie pop sounds. So perfect, so nice, and with hints of Northern Soul, which makes it just perfect. I've got a half hour for you here. That's usually how the podcast works. We're going to start with another track here. This is Beverly with the song Medora.
Thank you.
I enjoyed that set. I hope you did too. We ended things off there with Kate's Party with the song Clement's Time. That is on the album Back Down, which came out March 24th of 2012 on Toast Office Records. Toast Office. I like toast. The band from Dublin. They are currently on tour in the UK, and I know they're playing some dates with Color Me Wednesday, which is how I found out about the band. And then I hunted down an album, and all I could find was an old one. But there are new ones, and I think I'm going to listen to them because I like that one there. Before that, we heard from All Dogs with the song How Long, a band out of Columbus and Philly. They claim both. I'm not sure exactly how that works. That album is called Kicking Every Day, and it came out on Salinas Records on August 28th. A very talked-about band. And there's some tracks on there that I like a whole lot, and even though I'm not sure I should, because I'm supposed to be railing against this 90s resurgence because I'm old, but I'm kind of liking those tracks. And before that, we heard from Beverly with the song Medora. That is on the album Careers, which came out back in July of 2014 on K9 Records, a band out of Brooklyn, New York that featured Frankie Rose and Drew Citron. Frankie from Dum Dum Girls and Vivian Girls. And I think she has since left the band, though, and is just doing solo stuff. Floating crazy ideas out there about, hey, would you pay for a $50 album if it was special? I don't know. Something's got to get people buying records again. And it's not the Too Much Rock podcast. I've tried. But that's how this one's born. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. So speaking of coming back, I've got a new track here from Lowe. This one's No Comprende.
Didn't understand. Coming, couldn't
We don't know what planet they're from, but that is Battles with the song Summer Simmer. That's on the new album La-Dee-Da-Dee, which comes out September 18th on Warp Records. Band, of course, based out of New York and born from the ashes of a number of wonderful bands, including Don Caballero. That album, definitely, as you can tell, a little more electronic than the previous ones. Sometimes a bit monotonous and sometimes engrossing. That track there, I particularly like. Before that, we heard from Low with the song No Comprende. That's on the album Ones and Sixes, which comes out September 11th on Sub Pop Records. And the band, of course, based out of Duluth in Minnesota. So much press for that release. You can't go anywhere right now without stepping on a review of that one. And it's an interesting one. It definitely is a more harsh album. Certainly listening to those drum machine sounds or those processed drum sounds, you can hear that it doesn't kind of lull like some of the other Low albums do, for better or worse. I think most people think better, so you're going to give that one a chance, even if you think you might not want to. I listened to it nonstop when driving around the Rocky Mountain National Park a few weeks ago because I had no cell signal, and that was the only thing actually downloaded to my phone, but it made a very nice soundtrack. I'm out of time, so let me go ahead and get the business out of the way, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 330. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, I got a show coming up, on the 9th is Mountain Goats, the Lawrence Arts Center, or actually I think that's just John Darnell. On the 10th, Feed Lars playing the Bottleneck. On the 14th, Diane Sig at Record Bar. On the 18th, The Cry is playing at the Right Room. Definitely looking forward to that one. The 20th, Beth Coast at Record Bar. The 25th, Addicts are playing at the Riot Room. Or you can see Matt Pompea play a special secret Kansas City house show for $20. You know how those things work. On the 26th, John Velge is playing at the Plaza Art Fair, as there are a lot of other people. On the 26th also is Beach House at Liberty Hall. The 30th, Red Elvises are playing at Knuckleheads. I've never been to Knuckleheads. That might be the show that gets me there. On the 10th, Built a Spill at the Bottleneck. October 9th is Kraftwerk at the Midland. 15th, Bronco at Bottleneck. 16th, Boys Life and Giants Chair at the Record Bar. 23rd, lots of people excited about Churches at Uptown. I think that one might already be sold out. The 25th, Deaf Heaven at the Granada. And they released a single from their upcoming album, and it's really good. It's really metal, so I guess that'll quiet all those crossover cries. The 27th of Montreal at the Record Bar, and then we're out of October, or at least out of where I've already kind of looked at the shows that I'd like to go to. Looking at the Too Much Rock website, the only thing that popped up this week is a review, or rather just photos and video of a gloss, Girls Living Outside of Society's Shit show, that also had Blindside USA, The Deacons, Dirty Few, and Root Beer, and Mermentau, I think. Anyway, a show that happened last week at the Matchbox in Kansas City. So photos and video are up of that. They're not that good, though, so don't get so excited. Anyway, I can see that the U.S. men's team is about to take the pitch against Brazil, so I need to go ahead and wrap this one up. I've got one track left for you. This is Donovan Wolfington with the song HXC Punk, which I can only assume is hardcore punk, from the album How to Treat the Ones You Love. Came out August 21st on Top Shelf Records. This band based out of New Orleans, and they are everything. They are indie rock, they are emo, they are punk rock, they are, there's a lot of things happening here, and they do some of them very well. The odd thing is I'm going to play you the most punk rock track on the album, the most hardcore track on the album, and I think it's my favorite. And in fact, they have another song on there that is a kind of pounding punk rock track that I like the second best. So I guess I know what sort of band I like it when Donovan Wolfington is, but they do lots of things, and probably worth a listen. So anyway, let's go ahead and wrap things up here. This is Donovan Wolfington with the song Hardcore Punk. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.